Certainly. It's Ian Scott, Temporary Chief Inspector.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Susan and your main concern at this point.
Okay, Susan McLean is a 61-year-old female on holiday from the United States of America. She described as 5'8" in height, medium build, short blonde hair, green eyes with an American accent. She was last seen wearing a grey and black waterproof jacket, beige khaki trousers and light-coloured trainers. Her concerns are that Susan's now been missing since Sunday evening and no confirmed sighting of her since that time. So with the passage of time, we are increasingly concerned for her welfare and ask that she get in touch with Police Scotland as a matter of urgency.
And in terms of what she was last doing, do we have any kind of clarity on that?
Yes, Susan left the Moaness Country Club about 7:45 on Sunday evening, walking out of the grounds at that time, and that was the last coverage we have of her on CCTV at the moment.
What was she doing over this way from the US?
Yeah, Susan's on a driving holiday with her family, her adult family, and had been staying in Aberfeldy since Friday last.
And so they reported her missing to the police?
That's correct, yes. The family are obviously very concerned for Susan's welfare and contacted Police Scotland on Sunday evening, and inquiries and searches have been continuing since then.
In terms of, you know, what we know about Susan, this is pretty unusual. She was obviously with her family, no history of mental health issues, nothing like that.
No, not that we're aware of. Susan had obviously done a lot of research into her background, but no, it seems to be uncharacteristic, and that's, again, raises our level of concern.
In terms of the terrain, there could be a number of pitfalls for Susan having been missing for this length of time.
That's correct. It is. It's relatively remote, Aberfeldy, and there's a lot of hills, gullies, rivers, streams, ponds, etc. And if somebody has accidentally fallen, they could find it very difficult to get back to the main road.
Are your teams out looking in that area?
Yeah, we've got a range of resources out today and indeed all week, from the air support unit, operational support, dive teams, etc., along with traditional units just going around the doors asking the public if they've seen or heard of anything of Susan.
And any feedback, any positive lines of inquiry? Oh,
yeah, the public in Aberfeldy and around the area have been really supportive of the police investigation and give us numerous positive sightings, and we continue to work through them in a methodical manner to try and bottle each and every one out.
Finally, Ian, I suppose just a bit of a kind of summing up. Can you just, you know, reiterate your message to the listeners of Radio Tay? If they've seen a woman, American accent's obviously the main point here. She'll be easily enough to identify, and this is obviously becoming higher and higher on the list of your priorities.
Yeah, we're certainly viewing as Susan as a high-risk missing person, and getting all the additional resources and support that we can from Police Scotland to carry out a full and extensive inquiry, working with the family to bring Susan safely home as soon as possible.
And you've issued a picture of her as well?
Yeah, there's a press release gone, missing person appeal. It's on the Police Scotland website. There's a couple of pictures there. And as you say, there's a distinctive accent, American accent, with Susan hailing from Pennsylvania.